What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 1063. In this episode, I'll discuss the risk of hypotension when giving IV furosemide for acute decompensated heart failure. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1063. And now, on to the episode. Patients who present with acute decompensated heart failure often also have hypotension, and clinicians are often concerned that treatment with furosemide, while it will address fluid overload, might also result in symptomatic hypotension. If this concern results in withholding treatment with furosemide or underdosing it, this could lead to increased rates of readmission or mortality. A group of authors sought to quantify the effects on blood pressure of IV furosemide when given to patients with acute decompensated heart failure and published their findings in Academic Emergency Medicine. Continuous blood pressure monitoring in 253 patients with acute decompensated heart failure was performed before and after IV furosemide bolus injection. While hypotension did occur in 6% of the measurements, the authors conducted a multivariable adjustment that showed only 1.7% of the risk of hypotension could be attributed to the IV furosemide, with the majority being from confounders. Furthermore, the authors found that IV furosemide-related risk of hypotension after multivariable adjustment depended predominantly on the baseline systolic blood pressure and furosemide dose. The risk of hypotension after 80 mg IV furosemide was less than 2% with baseline systolic blood pressure of at least 120 millimeters of mercury. The risk of hypotension after 40 milligrams of furosemide was less than 2% with systolic baselines of 90 to 100 and less than 1% with systolic baselines greater than 110. IV furosemide-associated risk of hypotension returned to zero at 6 hours after administration, regardless of whether a 40 or 80 milligram dose was given. The authors concluded blood pressure reductions after IV furosemide during acute decompensated heart failure treatment are modest and hypotension is rare and transient. Most variance in systolic blood pressure during acute decompensated heart failure treatment is due to other factors. Pharmacists can use this information to encourage providers to give aggressive and complete diuresis to patients with acute decompensated heart failure to reduce the chance of readmission or mortality. The article in this episode is a selection from my Hospital Pharmacy Academy's weekly literature digest. Every week, Academy members are provided a summary curated and explained by me of the top hospital pharmacy-related articles published that week from over 20 major journals and sources to save you time and keep you up to date with the literature. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.